KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN Sports. It's brought to you this morning by LGZ for all your home improvement or outbuilding needs. And take a look at sports this morning here on KJAN. The state track and field championships wrapped up over the weekend on Saturday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. And some of the final results for you. In girls class 1A action, Hudson was the state champ with 72 points. North Lynn was second with 67, followed by Pekin in third with 57. Griswold had the best local finish, placing fourth with 41 points. And individually, they had Rebecca Topham winning the both the 3,000 and then the 1,500-meter run on Saturday. She won to complete out a stellar career there individually. Also in class 2A action, it was Clayton Ridge having 54 points to win the crown, followed by Mount Vernon, Northeast, Osage, St. Ansgar, rounding out the top of the field there. Locally, Clarinda, Panorama, and Shenandoah each scored 13 points to tie for 18th. In girls class 3A action, Davenport Assumption was the 3A team champ with 79 points. Decorah placed second with 67. Locally, Glenwood placed 10th with 24 points. Kristen had 19 as well. Atlantic and Harlan, or Harlan had 5. Atlantic had 2 points there at the meet. In girls 4A action, Pleasant Valley scored 99 points to edge out Linmar, who had 90 in second. In boys class 1A action, Lisbon won the title with 42 points. Alto Aurelia was second. Also from the area, Audubon scored 15 points to tie for 17th. In boys class 2A action, West Burlington Notre Dame won easily with 107 points. Panorama scored 10 points. Underwood scored 7 locally. In class 3A boys action, Center Point scored 56 points to beat out Mount Pleasant with 54. Algona had 53 in third. Glenwood scored 21 points for 13th place, and Harlan scored 12. Atlantic collected 9 at that meet. In the boys 4A team race, it was Waukee, the state champion, with 83 team points. Linmar was the runner-up with 53 points. You can check out all the complete results of the state track and field championships on our sports page. Go to KJN.com, and underneath the community hub, click on sports and scroll down. You'll see all those results from over the weekend. In Major League Baseball, unbeaten Michael Walker won for the 7th straight time this year, and the St. Louis Cardinals ended their season-worst 3-game losing streak by beating the Kansas City Royals 6-1 on Sunday. Walker held the majors' best-hitting team to 1 unearned run and 5 singles in 7 innings. He exited with 1.87 ERA and became the first Cardinals pitcher to start 7-0 since Matt Morris began 8-0 back in 2005. Matt Carpenter hit a 2-run homer in the 6th off of Yordano Ventura. Other than their scores in Major League Baseball and interleague play, it was Miami over Baltimore 5-2. Cleveland beat Cincinnati 5-2. In the AL, it was Toronto 8-2 over Seattle. Houston beat Detroit 10-8. Oakland 7-2 over Tampa. It was Boston beating the Angels 6-1. Minnesota over the White Sox 8-1. It was Texas over the Yankees 5-2. In the National League, Atlanta beat Milwaukee 2-1. Pittsburgh 9-1 over the Mets. It was Washington 4-1 over Philadelphia. Arizona 4-3 over to the Cubs. San Diego 11-3 over the Dodgers. And Colorado 11-2 over San Francisco. In the NBA, we'll get to that story for you here in just a moment. But in Pacific Coast League baseball action, it was Iowa over Tacoma 7-4. Reno 12-3 over Omaha. And today's game, see Tacoma at Omaha and Reno at Iowa. Those are both afternoon games here on this Memorial Day. The Iowa Hawkeye baseball team will find out later this morning where it will be headed for the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes were knocked out of the Big Ten tournament on Friday by Indiana and will take a 39-16 record into its first regional appearance since 1990. Coach Rick Heller believes the extra few days off will be beneficial for his team.
You know, we're a team that really grinded it out all season long. I mean, didn't lose a series until the Rutgers series the entire season. And sometimes when you have a team that overachieves like that day in and day out, and I mean just gets after it and finds a way to get it done, scraps and fights and you know, comeback wins and all those things, at some point sometimes you do hit a wall, and sometimes you just need a break and need a rest, and we'll make the best of the time off that we have and try to be as prepared as we possibly can and get the energy back for next week.
The Hawkeyes dropped 4 of their final 6 games to close out the regular season.
You know, these last couple weeks, it's been a little bit different than it was all year. But, you know, we need to find our way back to where we were. And we've got a lot of baseball still to play, so we're all kind of looking forward to that.
That's senior second baseman Jake Mangler. The selection show is this morning at 11 o'clock. It'll be televised on ESPNU. In the NBA, not too many players can record a triple-double after missing their first 10 shots. Then again, LeBron James is no ordinary player. James shook off his early shooting misery to finish with 37 points, 18 rebounds, and 13 assists as the Cleveland Cavaliers downed the Atlanta Hawks 114-111 in overtime and take a 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. King James nailed a three-pointer with 36.4 seconds left to put the Cavs ahead by one before hitting a runner with 12.8 seconds remaining to cap the scoring. The Hawks had two chances to tie it in the final seconds, but Shelvin Mack missed two three-pointers. Early on, it looked like the Cavaliers were in trouble as they played their second straight game without Kyrie Irving because of tendonitis in his left knee. James was 0-for-5 when he was pulled from the game with just over 4 minutes left in the first quarter and the Hawks leading 20-13. James missed three more shots in the last 3 seconds of the opening period and two more in the second quarter before finally draining a turnaround jumper with about 7 minutes left in the half. Matthew Dellavedova contributed 17 points in place of Irving, while J.R. Smith came off the bench and added 17. The Cavaliers can clinch a trip to the NBA Finals on Tuesday in Cleveland. They lead that series 3-0. Also, the Indianapolis 500 ran yesterday, and Juan Pablo Montoya certainly has put his NASCAR experience in his rearview mirror. Montoya has won the 99th Indianapolis 500, finishing just ahead of teammate Will Power. His second victory at the Brickyard comes 15 years after he won the race before trying his hand at Formula One and NASCAR. Montoya started 15th and twice drove from the back of the field. He fearlessly charged into the final few laps as the leader as an odds-defying victory. Montoya was bumped from behind during an early caution and had to pit to repair the damage, leaving him second to last in the field. After working his way back through the field, he was penalized for running over his air hose during a pit stop. Montoya's charge gives Roger Penske his 16th Indianapolis 500 win and first since Helio Castroneves in 2009. It comes 2 years after Team Penske signed him following a 9-year stint in stock car racing. Charlie Kimball was third, followed by pole sitter Scott Dixon. Carl Edwards picked one of NASCAR's marquee races to end his lengthy winless streak. Edwards grabbed the lead with 20 laps remaining before capturing the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. He moved in front as most of his competitors needed green flag pit stops. Edwards remained on the track the remainder of the race and cruised to his first victory at Charlotte. It was Edwards' first victory in 50 races since November of 2013 at Texas Motor Speedway. Greg Biffle was second, followed by Dale Earnhardt Jr., pole sitter Matt Kenseth, and Martin Truex Jr. In the NHL, the Tampa Bay Lightning will have a 3-2 lead when they host the New York Rangers in Game 6 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. The Lightning are one win away from their second trip to the Stanley Cup Finals following a 2-0 shutout of the Blue Shirts at Madison Square Garden. Ben Bishop stopped 26 shots for his second shutout of the postseason, one game after he surrendered 5 goals on 24 shots. And also in other news, in the French Open, day one action, Roger Federer was a winner during day one of the French Open, but his toughest opponent was tournament security. The second-seeded Federer was in the middle of his 6-3, 6-3, 6-4 win over Alejandro Fala when a spectator ran onto the court to take a selfie with the 17-time Grand Slam winner. Federer was taken aback by the intrusion, motioning to authorities and saying afterwards, "I am not happy about it." Other winners on the men's side included fifth-seeded Nishikori, and 8-seeded Stan Wawrinka, and also number 14's Jo Wilfried Tsonga, number 25 Ivo Karlovic, and he was lone men's seed to fall on Sunday. Third seeded Simona Halep, and 7th-seeded Anna Ivanovic, and number 9 Ekaterina Makarova advanced to the second round of the women's draw. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJN, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.